Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Bork. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Humphrey. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Beckert applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Day moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 0 for 1 in the game. Bork hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bork for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Cardinal scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappas hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Humphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing left field. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0 for 2 in the game. Bourque hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Humphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0-for-2 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Woods pinch hits for Boots Day. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing center field. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0-for-3 in the game. Bourque hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.